On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace. And for seasonal employees, right now the place to be is the mall. It's the last of our series, Take Two, People Reinventing Themselves Through Their Work. And NPR's Ketzel Levine travels to Greenville, South Carolina, to meet a man dressed conspicuously in red, suited up for a new career.
He emerges from a storeroom straightening his jacket cuffs. He's got a kind of twinkle in his eyes. He walks briskly through the industrial corridor and heads for the backstage door.
You feeling pumped?
I'm getting pumped. It's the ringing of the bells, I think, that does it.
He takes a shortcut through Belk's department store. Head swivel as he walks through the aisles. Then he steps out into the limelight for another 12-hour day.
Oh, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas!
Greg Moll is 63. He's a former sales VP in the telecommunications industry. At the peak of his career, he was earning about $150,000 a year. Greg Moll retired early at age 57 with a sizable stock portfolio. But when the market plummeted, he lost half of his savings. One asset, however, remained unchanged.
I've had a beard for 35 years. And in the grocery stores, I could hear kids whisper, "Mom, is that Santa? Mom, is that Santa?" In the summer. So I figured, well, you know, I pursued it, let my hair grow long. And a month or so ago, I had my hair, which was gray, had it bleached white, and my beard bleached white. And my eyebrows bleached white. And now I look the part.
Hey, Will, come sit with Santa.
Sit up on my knee.
There we go, guys.
There you go.
Okay,
hi, Alexander.
Hello. Look at the camera. We're going to take a picture first.
Picture perfect, down to the wire-rim glasses pinched on his nose, Greg Moll is back in sales. He's working for a photo op with Santa Corporation, which provides legions of Santas and their camera-wielding helpers to a nation full of malls. A good day on a high-volume Santa set is worth an easy $9,000. Average that over a month, multiply that by a few hundred malls, and as clear as ice, this is a multi-million dollar industry.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Here's your cookie.
Greg Moll is in it for the long haul. Right now he's on a 6-week contract paying less than $10,000. Fellow Santas have told him he might take home 4 times that for a single season's work.
Okay, did you need a frame today?
No, thank you.
So it's going to be $20.99.
Of course, it takes more than bleach to become a natural bearded Santa. Greg Moll studied at Santa School, where he found himself surrounded by a group of 60 men who looked a lot like him.
And a number of the people, probably a third of the group, had been to this school before. And almost to a man, they said that this school would change your life.
During Santa training, the men watched one another work with children, including one little boy who climbed a Santa's lap and whispered into his ear.
And he said something to Santa, and Santa said something back to him. And the kid turned and smiled and said, "Santa loves me." And then I understood what these guys meant.
Presumably, to even want to be Santa, you were already a compassionate man.
Yeah, but I guess I really didn't expect it to be so engrossing, so captivating.
I would like a puppy.
A real puppy?
Like a chihuahua.
Is that okay with your mom?
Yeah.
I can't bring anything to you that your mom or dad doesn't want you to have.
Okay.
It is not Greg Moll's job to debate a little boy's ability to care for an animal, nor can he say no to a long list of presents a family may not be able to afford. But what he does bring to the job is a great calm and a businessman's sense of fair play.
What I say to the kids is, well, you know, I can't promise everything you asked for, and I'll do the best I can. Ask them if that's okay, and they all say, yeah. So I'm off the hook that way.
As he nears the end of his first season in the hot seat, Greg Moll seems quite pleased with his new career. Never before in decades worth of executive meetings, whether in Singapore, Melbourne, or Bombay, did he ever get anything like the reception he enjoyed during the Haywood Mall Santa Parade.
As I walked down the hall, everybody was cheering and waving at me, and it was like being a rock star. I'll come back for that.
In fact, he will be back next year, though where he'll show up is any child's guess. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
And Ketso will follow up on some of the people we've profiled in our Take Two series. You can visit each of them and peruse Ketso's list of the year's best gift books at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.